Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
If God exists, does fate? There is a divinity that shapes our ends, rough hew them how we will. So wrote William Shakespeare some 450-plus years ago. The Bard of Avon was not new in his contention that God has a will in the affairs of his children, which puts to rest the idea that things just happen by chance or fate. Naturally, if there is no God, or if the God of creation turned his back on his creation and went back and shut the door, locking himself in heaven, then fate or chance might have a philosophical basis. But the writers of the New Testament clearly deny the premise that some things happen, just happen, for God's children. If you contend there is no such thing as chance or fate, does that then make God responsible for everything that happens? Does it make him vulnerable for your flat tire, especially when your tire is as bald as an eagle's head, or responsible for the typhoon that sweeps across the South China Sea? The Bible does tell us that some things are hard in life, the result of original sin. That is when Adam and Eve chose their way rather than God's way, and man has to earn his living by the sweat of his brow. It also means that nature is hostile toward us. It produces typhoons and tornadoes, snowstorms, and all sorts of related physical problems. In a very real sense, some of my problems in life, perhaps many of them, are the result of a hereditary flaw that goes back to Adam. Just like I can blame my parents for my balding pate and bifocals, I inherited the tendency or the predisposition toward these, just as some of life is tough because of the curse from the fall. At the same time, I recognize some of my problems are the result of my own failures, for which I can blame neither Adam nor my own father. For instance, you run those tires into the cord, and sooner or later, probably sooner, you're going to have a flat tire or a blowout, probably at the very worst time, say when you're late to an appointment or you're on your way to your daughter's wedding. For troubles like that, along with marital difficulties, personal failures, and a host of other things, we have to accept responsibility. If there is such a thing as fate, it is the product of our own failures. However, and it is a big however, the Bible contends that God is still in control. There is a limit, a boundary which he has drawn, beyond which nothing can happen apart from his will to his children. The irony of the whole thing is that God often uses evil men as well as tough circumstances for which he is not responsible to accomplish what he wants in our lives. Remember Joseph's brothers who sold him into slavery? "You meant it for evil," said Joseph to them years later, adding, "but God meant it for good." That's Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Paul alleged the same thing when he wrote from a prison cell, not a hotel in the Mediterranean. "The things," he said, "which have happened to me have resulted in the furtherance of the progress of the gospel." That's Philippians chapter 1. For God's child, there is no such thing as fate or chance. For we belong to our Heavenly Father, and He has a special will for us. God's children will walk through the fire and face the flood, as well as the heat of the battle and the edge of the surgeon's scalpel. But in them we will not be burned or overcome. He walks through the fire and the flood with us. And that is a liberating truth. How did you answer that question? If God exists, does fate?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.